today's shir is Masechta Gittin Da Pei Vav, and we will begin on Da Pei Hei Amud Beis, the last line. The Gemara at the end of the previous shir had quoted the Nusach, the version that Rava had used when writing a get. And one of the words that Rava had included was Miyoimim Danan, from this day. Ask the Gemara, why is it necessary to include those words into the get? The reason the words Yom Danan are included is to exclude something that we learned from Rabbi Yossi. We quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yossi a number of times in our Masechta, who holds Zmanoi Shashtar Mechiyichalov. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that, let's say, somebody wrote a get and did not write a get, and wrote that the get should only take effect after he passes away, the get would not be a valid get, because as we've learned, ain get lachames misa. Rabbi Yossi discusses that if there's a date on the get, even though he did not write into the get that the get should be effective from the date that he wrote the get, he only put a date on the get, says Rabbi Yossi, that is adequate to prove that he meant that the get should be effective from the date in the get. Zmanu shel shtar, the date written to the get, mechiyichalav, is a proof that that is the date from when he wants the get to be effective. Says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi, the Rava, didn't rely on what Rabbi Yossi said, and specifically wrote into the get, Miyoyim Danan, that the get should be effective from this day. And the way that we're showing him, starting with Rashi, explained the Gemara, it's not to say that Rava did not agree with Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Actually, Rava could very much agree with Rabbi Yossi's opinion, because that is the halacha. Rather, when it comes to writing a get, the Sharm Tzion and Balacha explains the Gemara this way, we are careful to be very scrupulous in writing the get very correctly. And therefore, he did not want to just rely on Rabbi Yossi's opinion of Zmanu Shel Shtar Mechiyichalav. He wrote into the get explicitly Miyoyim Danan. Similarly, he wrote into the get the word La'olam, that the get should separate this couple forever. Lefuke v'debay minei Rava Rav Nachman. Again, to discuss the question that we saw Rava ask Rav Nachman, Domar, if somebody gives a get to his wife and says, Hayoim yat ishti, you will not be my wife today, ulamachar ishti, but tomorrow you will be my wife. So the question was, is that a valid tonight? And therefore she becomes his wife again. In order to avoid any such question, he wrote explicitly into the get that the get is forever. Here too, we have a machlokes rishonim. Ritva says that certainly we do not consider this a valid condition. But again, just like we explained a moment ago, because when it comes to write a get, we want to be 100% careful, and to avoid any misunderstanding, that's why he wrote the word la'olam into the get. The Rambam, however, is not as clear as the Ritva, and Rambam indeed says it's not clear what the halacha is if somebody writes this kind of language into a get. And according to Rambam, we could understand why the word la'olam is so important that it should be written into the get. Otherwise, there's a concern that the get might have meant this tanai, and then they will not be separated forever. The Mishnah discussed gufa shegat shichrer. What is the text of a document that frees an eved? Hareat baschayrim, hareat la'atzmech. Now our Gemara discusses what is the text of a sale of a slave. Ask Rav Yehuda b'shtar zvini de'avdi. Rav Yehuda instituted that when one sells a slave, he should write avdi danan. This slave, mutztik la'avli, the sale is 100% fine. Upotter min charuri, he is separated from being free. He is a slave, a menaluli, and there are no claims against him. Umenarure malka or malkasa, there are no claims from the queen, king or queen against her. There's no liens from the government on him. Others say malka, malkasa doesn't mean the king and the queen, because what's the difference, the king or the queen? And therefore they explain malka means the king. He doesn't owe anything to the king. And malkasa doesn't mean the king, but malkasa means the government. He is not in any trouble, so to speak, not with the king personally, nor with the government. Now, there's a machloikis rishonim. Is this language absolutely necessary in the get? There's some rishonim that suggest that even if one, in the shtar, that even if one would not write this language into the get, into the shtar would still be, if he was in trouble with the king or the government, the sale would be void. And the only reason he writes this language into the get is because shufar the shtara, like we've learned before, we want to be extremely explicit in the language. Yet there are other rishonim who explain that a person who buys a slave has to expect that perhaps this person, the slave, is in trouble with the government, and unless he explicitly buys him on the condition that there are no such issues, that he can't claim that if at the end there is a problem, he should be held responsible. There's also a machlokes rishonim under what is meant with this clause. Some rishonim mean that he's not in any, he has not been sentenced to death. There is no death sentence against him. Others explain, that's what it seems the Shulchan Aruch holds, that it's not just something as serious as a death sentence, but even if he accepted, even if he is going to have to be in jail, or there's a liens on him from the government, that is enough to say that the sale is void. V'roshim the inish lo is aleihem. There is no badge of slavery from somebody else upon him. It used to be that slaves would wear a badge indicating that they were slaves and indicating to who he was a slave to. Here he's attesting that there is no other, he is not a slave to anyone else. Umenukim mikol mum, and he's free from any blemish. Umeshchin de nofer at titzar chadas v'atik, and from any boil that may come out on his face until 2 years from the time of the sale, whether new or old. So the Mefarshim explain there are really two approaches in the Rishonim and how to understand the Gemara. Because there's a sugya in Masechta Ksubos that the Tosfos quotes that discusses simpoin. Simpoin is if Eved is found with a blemish, would that void a sale or not? So Tosfos explains, and the Gemara says that if somebody buys an Eved without stipulating that he's buying the Eved without any blemishes, even if the Eved ends up having a blemish, the sale is still a sale. And that's why, explains the Chasam Sofer, we can understand the next piece of Gemara. Because the next piece of Gemara is going to tell us what is the cure for this blemish. Why? Because we need to really understand, how could one suggest that if someone buys an Eved that has this blemish, he should have to, that he wasn't aware of, he should have to keep the Eved? That's why the Gemara teaches us that there is a cure to this blemish, and that's why it can't be that serious, and that's why normally, unless it's written into the shtar, the buyer has no claim if the Eved ends up having this blemish. However, there are other Rishonim that say that this blemish that our Gemara is referring to is a blemish that would void the sale under all circumstances. And the reason it was written into the shtar, again, is only because of shofar the shtara, just to be as explicit as possible in the shtar, even without being explicit in the shtar, the sale would be void. So says the Gemara, what indeed is asfasei? What is the refuah? What is the cure for this blemish? Amar baya, gimbara, why don't you take ginger, umartcha, silver dust, uvriyasa is sulfur, v'chola de chamra, wine vinegar, mishcha de zeifa, olive oil, v'tapik chivra, white neft, v'shaifla begat for the azva, and smear this mixture on the person with a goose feather, and therefore, since he will have a refuah, it's not considered a full-fledged blemish. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, shloisha gittin psulim, there's three gittin that are invalid. However, im nisus havlat kosher, the child that would be born from the second marriage, if a woman got married based on this get, the child would not be a mamzer. The first case is kosev ksav yodoy vein alav edim. If somebody wrote the get with his own handwriting, and there are no edim. And here Rashi and the Rishonim discuss who is the Tan of our Mishnah. At first glance, it would make most sense to say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rav Elazar, who holds edim mesira karti. And therefore, even though there aren't proper witnesses signed to the sket, it really doesn't make a difference because we have the edim mesira. However, as the Rishonim point out, it's difficult to attribute the ratio of our Mishnah to be the opinion of Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar is going to be quoted soon as the Tana of the Seif of our Mishnah. Seemingly, it indicates that Rav Elazar is not the Tana of the ratio. So therefore, there are two other approaches suggested by the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that really our Mishnah represents a third opinion. It doesn't represent the opinion of Rav Elazar, who holds Edom Asira Karati, nor does it reflect the opinion of Rameyu, who holds Edom Chesim Karati, and you have to have proper witnesses to sign the get. Rather, our Mishnah reflects the opinion of a new Shita, the Shita of the Chachomim, who say that that if the person wrote the get in his own handwriting, that would be adequate. That's one opinion amongst the Rishonim, which is a nice explanation, but interesting that we're almost finishing the Masechta and we never encountered this opinion. That's why many Rishonim explain that this part of the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya. And even though Rameya holds Edei Chesim Karti, and you have to have proper witnesses to the get, if the husband wrote the get himself, Rameya will hold, then there is no need to have Ede Chesima. And the Rishonim give basically two explanations why Rameya would hold this way. One is because the Torah, when it speaks about a husband writing a get for a wife, uses the words V'chosav lo. So the Torah is explicitly telling us that if the husband wrote the get, then the get is a kosher get, even if there are no witnesses. Another explanation given by the Rishonim is because how could one even think that witnesses should be better than the person himself? So if the witnesses can make a get into a valid get, certainly the husband himself would make the get into a valid get. What would be the nafgamina between these two explanations of the Rishonim? Will this din apply only to gittin, that if the person himself wrote the document, it's the best proof that it's a valid document? Or is it by all documents? If we say that it's a special din of a chosav law, that the Torah uses those words by gittin, so it's a special din by gittin that if the husband writes the get himself, even though there are no witnesses, the get is a good get. On the other hand, if we follow the other approach of the Rishonim, which I understand to be like a concept of Aidos Baldin, Kamei Edim Domi, and if the person wrote it himself, you can't have a better proof that it's true, then it's not limited to Gittin. This then would apply to all shtaris, that if the person himself wrote the shtar, it's considered a valid shtar even without aid. The Rashba asks, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah that Esther told Mordechai when she was going to have relations with Achashverosh, Vani Kashavadati Ovadati. And the Gemara Masechta Megillah explains, Kashavadati Mebeis Abba Kach Ovadati Mimcha. Because Esther, we know, was Mordechai's wife, and being Mordechai's wife, she was an Eshesish, and now if she would go and have relations with Achashverosh, we would have a situation of an Eshesish having relations with another man that she can't go back to her husband. Why could a get not be written? Because since a get has to be written with Edom, and Mordechai and Esther did not want to publicize that they were husband and wife, so therefore they didn't have the opportunity to write a get. Ask the Rashba, why did that have to be the case if our Mishnah teaches us that a get that the husband wrote himself, b'ksav yodoy, is a kosher get, so Mordechai should have written a get for Esther, doesn't need to have Edom, as our Mishnah is teaching us, and then we wouldn't have a situation of Esther being an Ashes Ish having relations with Achashverosh. The Rashba doesn't give an answer to this question. The Night of Yehuda explains the Gemara in Masechta Megillah differently. He says, certainly Mordechai wrote a get for Esther b'ksav yodai, and she was no longer an Ashes Ish, and therefore even if she had relations with Achashverosh, she could theoretically get remarried to Mordechai and then be back his wife. But what she was saying was, even if our Mishnah is teaching us that a get could be written just by the husband writing the get without Adam signing the get, Kedushin certainly requires Adam. And Esther said, we can never get remarried with Adam because there's a concern that Achashverosh will find out about our remarriage. She said, Kashavadati Ovadati, we won't be able to get remarried, and that's what she was upset about. In fact, I saw the Paiskim suggest that if there's a couple that lives in a place where there's no Bezdin, there's no Rabbanim available to write a get, and the husband is concerned that they got divorced or separated, even if they got divorced civilly, but they did not have a proper Jewish get, and she may go have relations with another man, and there's a question of an Ashes Ish, there's potential questions of Mamzerim. Indeed, perhaps they should follow the advice of our Mishnah, that the husband should write out a get for his wife, b'ksav yodai, which our Mishnah suggests, but the Eved is a kosher get. Another case, which is the Eved get, says the Mishnah, Kasa b'ksav yodon, they wrote the get, Yeshul of Edom, there are Edom to the get, however, v'ein bo'iz man, there is no date to the get. And even though l'chatchila, a date, a get has to have his man, as we've learned earlier, here, if there are Edom without his man, the get is b'di Eved fine. From here, the Rishonim prove that the Edom that are signed on a get, normally their halacha of Edom, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Makkos, Edom have to be Edom shatayochel lahazimam, Edom that you can be able to say to them, weren't you with us in this place on this time, and that's only possible if there is a date. Here we see that for Edom, for a get, you don't have to have Edom shatayochel lahazimam. Furthermore, the Rishonim ask, if we explained earlier in our shir that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya, we learned earlier, and the Gemara is going to discuss this concept also, the Rameya says that if a get was written, that we have to have a date in a get because of Shalom Malchus, and the Gemara says the Rameya holds that if there is no date in the get, it's Mishanim Matbei Shetovu Chachamim, and the child is a mamzer, so how could our Mishnah say that a get can be written without a date? So the Ravid explains, as we explained when we learned that sugya and daf pei, The Ravid explains that that is only a concern if one lives in a place where they're careful to date all documents according to the rule of the local monarchy. But as we explained, like nowadays, where that is no longer the custom, we don't have this concern. And our Mishnah, in fact, is dealing with such a situation. Other Rishonim explain, the concern in that Gemara and Daf Pei was a concern that if you're living in one country and you're writing dates according to a different government, it's extremely embarrassing to your local government. But if you don't write anything, that is not such an embarrassment. And that is exactly the case of our Gemara, that he did not write anybody's man any date. Yesh Boizman, the third example, is there is a date to the get, vein by Ela Erechod, but there is only one witness signed in the get. Says the Mishnah, Harei Elu Shloisha Gittim Psulim. Here we have a situation of three Gittim that are invalid. Femnisis Havlad Kosher, but if somebody got married based on this get, the child is not a mamzer. Rabbi Loz Oimer, our Mishnah now quotes the opinion that we've learned many times from Rabbi Lozer, that holds, Apish Enol of Edim, even if there are no witnesses signed on the get, El Shinosno Bevei Edim, even if, as long as the get was given in front of Edim, the halacha is that it's kosher. This is the halacha of Edim's Sira Karati. The Noida Behuda quotes a Truma Sedeshin that asks, how can we ever have a situation that there are no Edim's Sira? Didn't we learn that a get has to be done by a Bezdin? And by definition, a Bezdin has at least three members. So the Noida Behuda explains that when we say that a get has to be processed by a Bezdin, that's only referring to the writing of the get. Here we're talking about the Mesiras get, and there, that's not where there's a halacha that there has to be a Bezdin present. But Rabbi Lozer says we have to have Edim Mesira. In understanding the opinion of Rabbi Lozer, there's a very fundamental machloitis rishonim. Some rishonim say that Rabbi Lozer holds Edim Mesira karti. You must have Edim Mesira. Whether you have Edim Chsima or you don't have Edim Chsima, you have to have Edim Mesira. However, there are other rishonim that say Rabbi Lozer's requirement that you have Edim Mesira is only in a situation where you don't have Edich Sima. According to Rabbi Lozer, you have a choice. You could rely on Edich Sima, or you could rely on Edim Mesira. Furthermore, according to Rabbi Lozer, the Goyvim and Chosim Mishabodim, you could collect from the Chosim Mishabodim with such a get. And here we have a Machloikis, there's two Pshatim, and how to understand the Goyvim and Chosim Mishabodim. One Pshat is that if a woman presents such a get for which there are proper Edei Chesima, Edei Mesira, she can now collect her ksuba from her husband. There are other Rishonim that explain that's not referring to this get. He's just talking about any get. And as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, the word get means shtar. The word get means document. And what the Mishnah teaching us is that if one has a shtar choyv, that even though there are no Edim signed to the Shtar Chayiv, but there are Edim Asira who witnessed the giving over of the Shtar Chayiv, that is enough to govern ben Chos Mishabodim. She'ena Edim Chosmim Alaget Elamnei Tikkun Olam. The only reason we have people signing the get is because Tikkun Olam, as we explained, because let's say we won't be able to find the Edim Asira, or let's say the Edim Asira pass away, and there's an error, there's an issue raised regarding the validity of the get. So if we have Edim signed to the get, and as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we could be Mekayim, we could confirm their signatures, that would be enough to create that the get is a kosher get. Ask the Gemara of Suleka, are there no other situations of getting that are possible with Rabbanan? V'ikah get Yoshin. We learned earlier in our Masechta that Beis Hillel taught us that if somebody wrote a get for his wife and then he was miyachid with his wife after the get was written, before the get was given over, the halacha is that one should not use such a get. answers the Gemara Hasam, if one used a get yashan, if a woman relied on a get yashan to get remarried, loy teitse, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Hacha, whereas the cases of our Mishnah, teitse, she should leave a second husband if she relied on this get. Ask the Gemara, as we're going to learn, there's actually a machloikis, what is the din regarding the gittin of our Mishnah. So, according to Mandam that says that in the case of our Mishnah, in the case of the gittin of our Mishnah, she shall leave her second husband, we could understand why our Mishnah is different than the case of a get yoshin. But according to Mandam, that even if the gittin of our Mishnah were used, she should, does not have to get, she does not have to leave her second husband. So again, our question comes back, Mayikla Meimer, what is the difference between the Gittin mentioned in our Mishnah and Get Yoshon? Why is Get Yoshon not mentioned in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hosam Tinasi L'chatchila, by a Get Yoshon, the halach is she can rely on the Get Yoshon to get remarried. L'chatchila, Hocha, even if we're going to say that you could get married and stay married, based on the gittin mentioned in our Mishnah, it's certainly only b'di'evid that marriage l'chatchili, you should not rely on such a get. Ask the Gemara, there's the case of get kereach, which we explained that there's a get that's called a get mekusher, sometimes specifically by Kohanim, where Chazal did not want that the get should be written that quickly, give the person a chance to reconsider the get. The halacha is that the get, it was every couple of lines of the get was folded and sewn together, and we need to have a witness sign on the fold. If there are no witnesses signed in every fold, the get is called a get kereach, a bald get, which midrabbanon is a possible get, is an invalid get. So again, ask the Gemara, why doesn't our Mishnah mention the get kereach? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, if one relies on a get kireach, daloch is havlad mamzer, hocha havlad kosher. However, here, the child is kosher. Ask the Gemara, hanich l'rameya, and we're going to learn the parentheses, damakala mishanamanat beishatav b'chacham begitin, havlad mamzer. So that's why we understand why by get kireach, the child is a mamzer, and here, the child is not a mamzer, and that's the difference. Ask the Rishonim, indeed, we need to understand Rameya's opinion. If Rameya holds that every time you don't follow the instructions of Chazal, the get is possible, and if the woman gets remarried based on the get, the child is a mamzer, so why in our Mishnah is indeed the case that if somebody got married based on the get, even Rameya agrees that the child is not a mamzer? So the Rishonim explained, Tosfos explains, that Chazal, even Rameya will agree that when Chazal said that the three gittin mentioned in our Mishnah are invalid, they're only invalid to the degree that you shouldn't use them. But Chazal agreed that if somebody did use such a get, the halacha is that the child would not be a mamzer. But now the Rishonim struggle to understand why is it that way. Why by the other gittin which are possible with Rabbanon, the Rameyas say that if somebody relies on such a get, the child is a mamzer. And why over here did Chazal not say the same? So the Ran explains. The other situations where Chazal said a get is possible, even though midrabbanon, are situations where it's a psul unique to Hilchus Gittin. And therefore Rameyah has a rule that if one deviates from what Chazal said, the get, and relies on such a get, the child will be a mamzer. Whereas the psulim, the disqualifications of the gittin mentioned in our Mishnah, are only disqualifications that are not disqualifications that are not unique to Hilchus Gittin. These kind of disqualifications, and we actually explained the Mishnah that way, could be by all types of documents. And therefore, Rameya said that here, Chazal did not say the child would be mamzer. Says the Gemara, that answer works according to Rameya. El Rabbonin. However, according to Rabbonin, Michael Meim, according to Rabbonin, the child is never a mamzer. So the question comes back, why is this case not mentioned in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hossam, by those getting the halacha is Tetzei, if one rely on such a get, she has to, a get remarried, she should leave her second husband. Hocha, whereas in the getting of our Mishnah, Loi Tetzei. Ask the Gemara again. That will be a good teretz according to the opinion that says that if one got remarried based on the gittin of our Mishnah, loy teitzei. Elamanda amah hocha teitzei. According to the opinions that if one relied on this get of our Mishnah, teitzei mayik lameimer. So why is get mekusher not mentioned in our Mishnah? Get kireach, answers the Gemara, from a kosher like a meiri. A get kireach, a get mekusher, a very unusual type of gittin, and our Mishnah is not referring to these unusual type of gittin. Ask the Gemara, v'ikash shloi malchus, if a get was written without properly dating it, according with the dates of the local monarchy, we learned that the get is posel, why isn't it mentioned? Answers the Gemara, Hossam Teitzei. If one relied on such a get, the halacha would be Teitzei. Hocha loy Teitzei. Ask the Gemara, Ha nichlamanda amacha loy Teitzei. That teretz is understood according to the mandam that says in our Mishnah, the din is loy Teitzei. El mandam Teitzei. According to mandam that says that in our Mishnah, if you rely on such a get, you should get separate from the second husband until a proper get is written. Mayikalameimah. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Avlad Mamzer, Hocha Avlad Kosher. Says the Gemara, Hanichla Rameya, that teretz works according to Rameya, that says the dated child would be a Mamzer, but not in our Mishnah. El Rabbonon, the there to the child would not be a Mamzer, Maikla Meimer. Answers the Gemara, Mukum Larik Rameya, we have to explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya, and that's why Hasam, by Shloi Malchus, if the get was written with the wrong date, the halach is Havlad Mamzer, Hocha, the halach is Havlad Kosher. We know that whenever the Mishnah mentions a number, there's a reason that the Mishnah mentions the number. It's coming to teach us something. Our Mishnah speaks about Shloisha Gittin, and our Mishnah mentions Shloisha twice, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. So our Gemara wants to understand why do we need to mention the number 3? Why do we actually have to mention it twice? Minyana de Reish Lamutimai and Minyana de Seif Lamutimai. Answers the Gemara, Minyana de Reish Lamuti Hanedamorin. The case of the Reish is to teach, to these cases have the halachas that we're discussing, not the, all the other getting that we just mentioned, get Kireach, get Yoshon, etc. Minyana de Seif Lamutimai. What is Mute? What is the minion in the Sefer come to teach us? Mute ha de Tanya, a brisa that says, maybe get the Medina Sayyam. We learned at the beginning of Masechta that if somebody brings a get from overseas, Nosnala, and the halach is that the Shliach has to say, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. And if he did not say, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, Nosnala, Veloy Amala, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, if he gave it to her without saying, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, so the halacha is, and she got married based on that get, the halacha is yoytze, she has to leave her second husband, and if she had children with that second husband, havlad mamzer divrei Rameya. Chamim say, just because you violated the Rabbonon, ain't havlad mamzer. But ketzed yasa, what should she do? And the Rishonim explain that this advice that the Mishnah is giving is even according to Rameya. Rameya says havlad mamzer is if you didn't employ this advice. But if you do this advice, what should you do? Yitlena mena, take the get from her, v'yachsiv yitlena lo b'fnei shnayim, and give it the get in front of her, in front of two edim, and then properly say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. The Rishonim point out that even according to the opinion of Rebbe, who we learned earlier in our Masechta, says that if somebody gave, if there was a problem and the way the get was given the first time, it doesn't have to be re-given. Here, it just has to be the proper wording has to be said. Here, even Rebbe would agree that the get has to be given again. Why? Because the first giving of the get did accomplish something. had accomplished that she certainly could no longer marry a kohen. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree that the only way it will work is if the get is given back and it's redone with the proper wording of a funny nechtam is said. The Mefarsh, the Rishonim ask, we understand, as we just learned the Gemara, the various halachas that our Mishnah come to say, these are not included in the cases of our Mishnah. But why could they have not all been excluded together from the minyan of the Reisha? This case that we just learned also should have been excluded through the minyan of the Reisha. Why do I need a separate minyan to exclude this case? So one answer the Rishonim give is that the cases that were excluded by the minyan of the Reisha are all cases mentioned in Mishnayis. This is a case that's mentioned in a Braisa. And the Gemara did not want to combine cases mentioned in a Braisa and a Mishnah together. Another answer is that the cases that were excluded in the Reisha are all disqualifications begufoi shall get in the actual text of the get, whether it's the wrong date or it's a get yoshon. Here it's not in the text of the get, it's in wording that has to be said by the delivery of the get. So it's a very different category of disqualification and therefore cannot be combined. Another answer given by the Rishonim is that the disqualifications that were mentioned, that are excluded from the Reisha, there is no way to remedy those disqualifications. But this disqualification, when Befani Nechtam wasn't said, as the Braisa itself teaches us, there is a way of correcting, by as we just learned. So since there's a way of correcting, it's not included together. The Mishnah spoke about Kosmik Sav Yodav Enelov Edom. Omarath, so Rav made a statement. What we learned in the Mishnah is talking about Ksav Yodashnina. It's talking about the husband's signature. Ask the Gemara, Ahai, regarding which case of the Mishnah did Rav make the statement? Ilei Maresha, if you're going to say it's talking about the first case, Pshita, that is the whole first case of the Mishnah. Ksav Yodiktani, the first case of the Mishnah was where the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting without any witnesses. Obviously it's Ksav Yodai. Velam Tziyosoi, if it's talking about the second case, there was no issue regarding the handwriting. They're Harei Yeshel of Edim. There are perfect witnesses signed to the get. The entire issue over there was that there was no Zman, that there was no date on the get. Ella Seifa, the case is referring, this statement of Rav is referring to the last case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah was Yesh Bo Zman, if there's a date on the get. However, Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad, there is only one signature, says Rav, and the get is a kosher get, at least b'di'eved, says Rav. When is the get a kosher get? V'dafka ksav yodoy. Veid. Only if it's the signature, only if it's the husband's handwriting and an aid. Av ksav soifa ve'ed, but if it's a ksav, if it's the soifa signature and the aid, loy, it would not be a kosher et. Asks Rashi, if we're explaining that the third case of our Mishnah is referring to the husband's handwriting, we already learned from the first case of the Mishnah that the husband's handwriting makes a get kosher. So why do I have to have another case? Answers Rashi. If our Mishnah would not have mentioned this case, we would have thought that if the husband wrote the get by his own handwriting, that's when the get is only kosher b'di'evit, the first case of the Mishnah. But if we're going to have a case where the husband wrote the get with his own handwriting, and he also has a witness signing the get together with that, I would think that that get is kosher l'chatchilo. Teaches us the Mishnah, at least according to Rav's interpretation of the Mishnah, that the halacha is that the get is only kosher b'di'evit. The Rishonim debate, what kind of a cipher are we referring to? The Meiri says that we're even referring to a cipher muvak. Even if it's an expert cipher, the halacha would be that if there's only one aid and that's Sofer, then the Eid is possible. However, Tosfos says only by Sofer She'ein HaMuvik. The Ravs say that if we have the Sofer She'ein HaMuvik and one Eid signing the Get is possible the Evet. Continues the Gemara, with Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, I feel Ksav Sofer Ve'eid, even if we have the Sofer. In the third case, the Mishnah refers to Get that was written by a Sofer and the Eid signed with it, that it's kosher. Shrei Sheninu, as we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin, Ksav Sofer Ve'eid is kosher. Ask the Gemara V'Rav, how could Rav explain his opinion when we have an open Mishnah that says the Ksav Sofer Ve'eid is kosher? Me dummy, you can't compare the situations. Hasam Tanasei L'chatchila. There, the Mishnah says it can rely on the Get even L'chatchila. Hacha, the Yevid. Here, it's speaking about the Yevid. So obviously, that the Mishnah cannot there be referring to a case where the Sofer wrote the Get, where you have to explain that Mishnah speaks about the Sofer signing the Get together with an aid. However, a Sofer writing the Get together with an aid, according to Rav, would not be kosher even by the Yevet. V'Shmuel, but Shmuel, who obviously explains the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin, that when it says Ksav Sofer Ve'eid, it means that the Sofer wrote the Get, and only one aid signed the Get, and yet the Mishnah there says that the Get is a kosher Get. But now we have a kasha. That Mishnah says that the Get is kosher l'chatchila. Our Mishnah says that it's only kosher b'di'evid. How do we reconcile that discrepancy? Answers the Gemara. Hasam b'safra the muvik. There the Mishnah who says that the Get is kosher even l'chatchila is talking about an expert cipher, and therefore it's kosher l'chatchila. Hacha, our Mishnah is only referring to safra the loy muvik. V'kein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so did Rabbi Yochanan say as Rav. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the case of the middle case with his Yeshel of Edom ve'en bo zman. So why are we saying that it's the handwriting of the husband? Hare Yeshel of Edom, there are Edom signed to the Get. Amalei, so he explained, like Rav explained, he's referring to the Sefer, and the Chiddush of the Sefer is that the husband wrote the Get with one witness, and it's only kosher b'di'evit. Zimnan Amar Rav Teitze. Sometimes Rav would say that if one relies on such a get, the halach is they have to get divorced. Zimnan Amar Rav Loi Teitze. Sometimes he said they don't have to get divorced. Ha-Keitze. Yesh Loi Bonim. If they have children, after relying on such a get, the halach is Loi Teitze. Ein Loi Bonim. If they are not children, Teitze. Masa Mazut Bar Tovya. The Mishnah says in Masechta Yevamos, we discussed the din of a tsaras erva, and the Mishnah discusses there for kulan shayi ben sofik kedushin or sofik gerushin. A man was married to two women, and one of the women was an erva to his brother, and there was a question if she was indeed married to that brother. So if she was married to the brother, so she obviously is not a candidate for Yibum Chalitza, nor, as the first Mishnah Masechta Yevamos teaches us, is her tzara, her co-wife, a candidate for Yibum Chalitza. If she wasn't married, so then the other wife is not a tzara's erva. So the halach is that the tzara's in all those cases, chaltzitz v'loy mishyamis. They should only have Chalitza and not Yibum. And the Mishnah explains, what is the mean of Sofik? Ketzet, Sofik Kedushin. What is the case of Sofik Kedushin? Zorakla Kedushin. The brother who had died had thrown a shtar Kedushin, or money for Kedushin, to this woman who's an erva to the brother. And there's a question, Sofik Karvla, Sofik Karvla. We're not sure to whom the money was closer. So that's Sofik Kedushin. Sofik Gerushin. What is the case of Sofik Gerushin? If the husband wrote a get with his own handwriting, but there no Edom, Yeshel of Edom by Bezman, Yesh by Bezman by Ein by El Echad, all of these cases are Hareze Sofik Gerushin. Now the Gemara formulates its question. Say, now if you're saying that if a woman gets married on the base of one of these gittin, the halacha is she doesn't even have to leave her second husband, Sarasa Asala Yavmi, we have a case where Otsara of these women may get married. Because the fact that we're going to allow the erva to remain with her second husband when such a get is given will be proof to people that the get is a perfect get. And therefore, she's going to assume that she is not the tsar of an erva. And she's going to assume that she's not the tsar of an erva. She's not only a candidate for chalitza, she's even a candidate for yibum. And we said that she should only have chalitza, not yibum. Says the Gemara, Tashav v'en b'kach klum. And as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara's teretz. Really, the get is a get. As our Mishnah taught us, the get is a get. It's only that Chazal were somewhat concerned, and therefore they said that the get is good only with the Yevet. What? So she, the Erva, is truly divorced from the brother. So what's the worst case scenario? That her tzara will go have Yibam with the brother? There's nothing wrong. She really is not the tzara of an Erva. Levi Amar Loilam Leiteitze. Even if she doesn't have children from the second husband, she doesn't have to leave him. The Ken Amar Rabbi Yochanan Loilam Leiteitze. The Ken Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lebe Rav Chalafta de Min Avuhuna. Hocham Avucham Loilam Leiteitze. She doesn't have to leave. Furthermore, he said, the Kratze Sheva Arma. Kratze Sheva Arma is some sort of a, as we're going to learn, some sort of a fly. And a Pesels Pemechatas. We know the halacha is that the water that was used to prepare the paraduma mixture had to be water, was called mechatas. And he said, now if a bird or anybody drinks from that water, the halacha is that that water becomes disqualified. Here the Gemara says that if this fly drinks from that water, it wouldn't disqualify it. My karts, says the Gemara, what is a karts? Amar Abaya, tiyafta de ben akifa. It's a large fly that's found among the sheaves. Masa Rav Daniel Barav Katina, kol oifas psulim mechatas. It says that all birds, if they drink from the chatas water, make it possible, chutz menayoyna, neshim etzetzes, because it sucks and none of the water that it swallows goes back in. Vim isa. Now, if the din we just learned is correct, nisni, we should also learn chutz miyoin of a kartis. Answers the Gemara, loy psikale. A kartis doesn't have one rule. The gdoila, a large kartis, loy pasla, ktana pasla. So since not all kartis have the same din, we didn't want to make, the Mishnah doesn't mention kartis because it isn't one hard and fast rule. At kama, when is a kartis considered small? Till when is it considered small? And the Rishonim discuss why is it indeed the din that if a bird who doesn't suck the water, like a yoina or a large kartis, does it disqualify the water? Some say because the Torah requires mayim chayim al keli, that the water had to be in the keli all along, and if the water was swallowed by the bird and then came back in, therefore it would become possible. Others explain, because when the water of the bird comes back into the rest of the mechata, some of its own saliva or its own liquids are mixed in, which wasn't mayim chayim. Others explain because there's a din that there's not going to be any hesach hadas from the water in the mechatas, and obviously water that went into the mouth of the bird, there was hesach hadas, it wasn't washed, and therefore it disqualifies. Rabbi Chanan asks, even if we have one of these situations that a bird drank from the water and then some of the water came back in, it would certainly be batel b'roiv. So why does it disqualify the mechatas? So Rabbi Chanan says a very important answer. Rabbi Chanan says that even if we say batel b'roiv, what does batel b'roiv say? Batel b'roiv says that the isser is no longer considered here. There's no isser over here. But it certainly can't create a fact. It can't create that the saliva that was in the mouth of the bird, or even the other water that was in the mouth of the bird, which is not kosher to be mechatos, just through bittul can't become mechatos. Rebbe Lezer, I'm an afal p. Rebbe Lezer says all we need is edem mesira. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halach Rav Elazar ben Gittin. Halach is like Rav Elazar ben Gittin. Kamei, Kamrita Kamei de Shmuel. Says the Gemara, when I said this halacha in front of Shmuel, Amar, after Shtaris. Even by Shtaris, by other Shtaris, the halachas we rely on Edech Sima. Ask the Gemara for Rav Sav Bishtaris Loi. The Rav disagree. Haktani, but our Mishnah says, the Gavim Nechasim Shabadim, that we rely on Edom Sira, not just to divorce the woman, but even to collect from the Chosim Shabadim. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Tatikama. Rabbi Lazar indeed says that we could rely on Edom Sira both for a get and for Dinim Mamnis. For Rav Shavu Kavasei Bechada, he says regarding Hilchas Gittin, we could rely on Edom Sira, or Pogle Bechada, but he says as far as Dinim Mamnis, we cannot rely on Edom Sira. The Ked Amar of Yaakov, Edi Amar of Yishuv Belevi, Halacha Rabbi Lazar Begittin. Rabbi Yana Amar, Afila Reich Haget Einboy. We said sometimes a get may be, what do you call it, a get may be invalid, but it has the scent of a get. Rabbi Yana says that a get that isn't signed is totally insignificant and doesn't even have a Reich Haget. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yana Lesley, Rabbi Lazar, Hachakama. So Zugmar, Rabbi Yana himself subscribes to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But he says, the Rabbanon, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, Rabbi Meir, who disagree with Rabbi Lezer, I feel a recha get aim by. V'kenam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shlokish, Halacha, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Gittin, Rabbi Yochrema, I feel a recha get aim by. Ask the Gemara again the same question. Leim Rabbi Yochanan, Leslie Rabbi Lazar. Does Rabbi Yochanan not agree with Rabbi Lazar? Says the Gemara, Hakam, Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabbi Lazar, I feel a reach to get aim by. Shalach Lei Rav Abba Bazav de Lamar Bemari. Bam name Rav Hana. Halach Rabbi Lazar begotten, and Halacham. Is Halach like him on that? Ad Hoche, Nach Nafshid Rafuna. Until then, Rafuna passed away. Amalei Rabbi Berei. Hocha Amma Abba. Mishmei de Rava. Halach Rabbi Lazar begotten. Rabbi Seinu Abikim B'dvar Halacha, our Rabbanon who are expert in Indian of Halacha, said Mishum Rabbeinu, said in the name of Rav, Halacha, Amru Halacha Rabbi Loz Begitin. Dom Rav Chama Baguri Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Loz Begitin. Ikad Amri, V'chavrein Abikim B'dvar Halacha, our colleagues who are expert in Halacha, V'tamid Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, Halacha Rabbi Loz Begitin. Dar Rav Chizam Rav Chama Vagirya Amar Rav Halach Rav Loz Begitin Bekenki Asa Ravan Amar Rav Loz Amar Rav, and all they say Halach Rav Loz Begitin. The Shar Mitzion of Halacha points out that we see when it comes to halachic matters, the people to ask the question is the people who are bekeen betvar halacha. When we ask, when we have a shaila to be gepaskin, we should go to the people who are bekeen betvar halacha.